USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We face the difficulties of today and tomorrow. I still have a dream that one day,
yes,
this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed, that all men are created equal.
The birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was recognized as a federal holiday in 1983. Today, Americans celebrate the life and legacy of the civil rights leader. Many businesses and institutions around the country will be closed in observance of the national holiday. A gunman who took four people hostage at a Dallas-area synagogue and was killed himself as federal agents stormed the temple was identified Sunday as a British citizen. 44-year-old Malik Faisal Akram held the hostages for roughly 10 hours. In an update, police in the United Kingdom have arrested two teenagers allegedly connected to the hostage taking. USA Radio News.
Friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and Happy New Year 2022, the year of revolution. That's right, it is revolution time. I want you to declare a revolution for new health, for new vitality, for new energy, for the greatest relationship, for the greatest intimacy you've ever had in your life by declaring a revolution. Let's get rid of those medications. Let's get rid of that fat. Declare a revolution. Thousands of people have made this revolution in their life and changed their life and health forever.
Yeah, women, let's get rid of those hormone issues. Let's get rid of our sleep problems. Let's be a better spouse or just a better us.
That's it. Log on today, energizehealth.com, energizehealth.com.
Or call us at 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Revolution 2022, energizehealth.com.
We have more information from Russia's suspected cyber attacks against Ukraine government computers late last week.
Microsoft saying over the weekend dozens of computer systems at an unspecified number of Ukrainian government agencies have been infected with destructive malware disguised as ransomware. Ukraine saying Sunday that Russia was behind a cyber attack that defaced its government websites and alleged that Russia is engaged in an increasing, quote, hybrid war against its neighbor. A statement from the Ministry of Digital Development says all evidence indicates that Russia is behind the cyber attack. Moscow continues to wage a hybrid war and is actively building up its forces in the information and cyber spaces. The attack comes as the threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine looms and diplomatic talks to resolve the tense standoff appear stalled. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
NFL playoffs over the weekend. Cincinnati, Buffalo, Tampa Bay, San Francisco, Kansas City all advance. Tonight, Arizona will play at the Los Angeles Rams. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
From the nation's capital, August 28, 1963, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
The life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. 100 years later. The Negro is still languished in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. And so we've come here today to dramatize a shameful condition. In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.